Your chance to win a pizza from the guys from the other place. Coming up at 9:30, we play another edition of Who He Talking About. Ryan's on the phone or else he'd yell. Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio drops by for his weekly visit coming up at 9:15. He's based in L.A., so we'll get the lay of the land for the matchup between the Chiefs and Rams from the Rams' direction of things coming up with Ben Maller at 9:15. But we're going to discuss a little boxing. That's right, Fesco.
Boxing. We are. Boxing.
With one of the all-time greats. It is our pleasure to be joined by Sugar Ray Leonard. Good morning, Sugar Ray.
Good morning, guys. You know what? As I've gotten older, it gets a little tougher when I travel.
Oh, so as far as the time zone differences?
Yep.
That's all right.
Even if it's 1 hour, yeah. It becomes a little difficult.
That's all right. I understand. DAZN is the part of the broadcast that you're now a part of. They'll be broadcasting a fight this weekend, new streaming service that's going to be promoting and getting out a little more of the word and bringing back boxing. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with DAZN.
Well, I'm so excited. I mean, first of all, boxing is my life. Mm-hmm. It's been my life for, 50 years. And when I hopped on board with DAZN, it's just another platform that really gives these young, talented, talented young men, boxers and women, the opportunity to, create something for them, because they want to be champions and they want to be known globally, and DAZN is that platform.
So where do you get DAZN? Is this an internet streaming deal? Is it on TV? How can we watch these fights on this network?
Yes, you watch. Yeah, it is streaming.
Okay,
it's an app. Yeah,
but
then again, guys, I'm pretty old myself. I'm pretty old school too.
Yeah, so I mean, this is one of those things that I think, like, maybe for boxing can kind of help the sport, because boxing isn't what it was when you were fighting, when Tyson was fighting. Right now, we're kind of in that like who's the next guy type of stage. Is this something that you're looking at and seeing that's going to say, okay, maybe we can revive the sport of boxing and get people excited about it again?
Well, boxing just needs rejuvenation. It just needs a shot of adrenaline, and with DAZN, that will create that, because again, you can watch it on your cell phone, TV, whatever the case may be. It's incredible. I mean, I wish this was around when I was fighting.
In your opinion, what does, you said this, a shot of adrenaline, what in your opinion would it take for boxing to make that comeback that I know you'd be looking for?
Well, first and foremost, champions have to fight champions. Unfortunately, this generation, this time, is that, everyone wants to be the best. It'd be like a Floyd Mayweather. But the best has to fight the best. You want to be champ, you fight the champion. You got to be prepared to take on anyone. You can talk, you can tell people how great you are, but let them tell you how great they think you are.
Talking with Sugar Ray Leonard here on 610 Sports Radio, and we've seen a lot of crossover recently between MMA and boxing, and boxing to MMA, and the Mayweather-McGregor fight that we saw. What are your thoughts on that type of fight and that type of crossover and blending the two sports?
Well, that was a spectacle. Only Mayweather and Conor McGregor could have pulled that fight off, that matchup off, I should say. It was just like Muhammad Ali when he fought this wrestler. I can't think of the guy's name. Many, many back in the 70s. But you know what? It was entertaining for as long as it lasted. But I think they can help each other. But for the boxer to fight the wrestler or whatever, that's not. I don't totally accept it as boxing.
Yeah, but you use the term spectacle, which I find to be accurate. It was a spectacle. But really, when you guys were at the height with you and Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson, and when all of you guys were fighting in your prime, those fights were spectacles too. I mean, those were can't-miss type events. And I don't know that boxing has really had that, per se, in the last 10 or 15 years, where that really was that true spectacle,
Well, you had guys like Tommy Herron, Marvin Tagle, I mean, Roberto Duran, Wilson Benitez. I mean, the list goes on and on. And even back in the day, we had what we call contenders. And if you were the number one contender, you got the next title shot, that championship match. And you know fully well that that guy is totally qualified to face a champion.
Sugar Ray, you would obviously dealt with being a superstar and what that was like being under the microscope all the time. Our quarterback here for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, is in, what, his 11th game in his career, and he's now handling being a superstar. What's the number one piece of advice you would give to someone in learning how to handle being a star?
You know, and I learned somewhat almost the hard way, but I pause. I learned to pause before I say anything, before I do anything. Just take that 5 seconds or 2 seconds to think about that decision you're going to make.
You're going to be down in Wichita this weekend for a big fight that is going to be on DAZN. Tell us about the fight you guys are going to have.
Well, there's so much talent here. You got the Jarrell Big Baby Miller's heavyweight. I mean, you just got so many Rios, Alvarez, Hernandez, Morales, Shields. Come out. In fact, I'm looking forward to seeing my fans anyway. So get there.
Sugar Ray, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
So are you guys up?
We're always up really early. This is way late. We're on to our second meal this time of the day, man.
All right, man. Maybe next time I come down to the studio.
Sounds good. Sugar Ray Leonard joining us. They'll be on DAZN coming up this weekend and down at Kansas Star Arena as well. The fight's in Kansas this week, but DAZN new streaming service, DAZN.com. And they have a free trial trying to bring back a little boxing via the streaming platform. And fights this weekend in the state of Kansas.
And maybe it will get to the point where maybe boxing comes back and maybe this will help. But John Skipper, formerly of ESPN, is behind this network. And he did a very nice job running ESPN back in the day. So maybe this will help get boxing back on the scene a little bit and to a place where, you know, I remember those days where the fights were big, man. We would rent big screen TVs in college from like Rent-A-Center, wheel them in, watch the fight, and then send them back to the Rent-A-Center. I mean, it was always a big time event.
Leonard Duran, I had some of those on. Probably on beta.
Yeah.
Probably recorded them on my Betamax.
Probably so.
Watched them back and forth.
God, I still feel bad for you about that.
Yeah, Josh, he was sheltered as a child with this
recorded
beta
a lot
thing.
Of stuff so I could watch it later. And
a bunch of National Geographic films and stuff like
that. Yeah,
what was the worst thing your parents did to you? Obviously, with him, it was having beta. Mine never let me have home box. What about you guys?
I mean, we didn't get cable for a long time, and it wasn't like a choice.
Right.
Couldn't afford cable.
Couldn't afford it, yeah.
Yeah. I guess being poor, that was the worst thing my parents ever did for me.
Yeah.
Ben Maller, he's based in L.A.
Went down the depressing road.
Yeah, it was. You can hear Ben overnights here on 610 Sports Radio from Fox Sports Radio. He'll give us a lay of the land for Chiefs and Rams from that side of the country, and he'll join us next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to win pizza from the guys at the other place on a Red Friday coming up at 9:30. It's another edition.
Who are you talking about?
Ryan's been off. He was off last week, so he hasn't been able to actually miss two. Missed two. Who are you talking about? So you got to get them all out there. We'll
was
do that
Dusty not yelling?
Our thanks to Sugar Ray Leonard.
Good morning, Sugar Ray.
Every morning there's a something.
That's different. That's totally different. Totally different Sugar Ray.
I thought we were going to have Mark McGrath. I was going to expect that.
One of the all-time greats.
A lot of times our phones don't blow up after interviews.
I just want to fly.
Thought that was what we were going to get.
Whew. You can hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio joins us each and every Friday talking, well, a lot of Chiefs today.
Yeah,
usually
a
it's a lot of other stuff from sports around the country, but heck, Chiefs and Rams, the biggest thing going.
There it is. Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And Ben, what's been the bigger story this week for you? The game being moved or Patrick Mahomes putting ketchup on a steak?
Well, listen, first of all, Bob, I am on Team Mahomes. I have always enjoyed a well-done steak. And when you eat a steak well done, the proper way to eat a well-done steak is you have to put a sauce. Now, I'm not a ketchup guy per se anymore. When I was younger, I was a ketchup guy. I'm more of a barbecue sauce or some other kind of steak sauce guy. But these people outraged by Mahomes eating ketchup with his steak need to get a grip. I believe there's a secret society of people. I'm in the minority, but there's people, a lot of people, that like to say they don't eat their steak that way that actually do. They're living a lie.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't find it appropriate to put ketchup on steak. I don't find it appropriate to put pineapple on pizza either. But as Josh always says, to each their own. If you want to do it, you do it, my man. But this has caused all kinds of outrage this week.
Yeah, no, I love the story. I talked about it a little bit the other night on my show. And yeah, there is such a divide, though. This is a political issue. I'm sure you've dealt with the same thing all week, Bob.
Yep.
There is a line that has been drawn here, and there's this point of demarcation. The people that love the steak cooked medium rare, this is a catastrophe. This is a crime against humanity, but I've always eaten steak cooked all the way through. And another thing here, for those that are in the kitchen, and there are some great restaurants. I've been to Kansas City before. You guys have some great restaurants there. Your job as a chef is to prepare the steak, rather, the way the customer wants it. If they want it well done, prepare it well done. Stop with that.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 610 Sports Radio. And as we get past Ketchup Gate, as we get past moving the field and all of that kind of stuff, we're looking at a Sunday afternoon now of NFL with no Chiefs and no Rams because they're not playing until Monday night. I ask you, Ben Maller, is it even worth watching the NFL this weekend until the Chiefs and Rams play on Monday night?
Well, if I did not have skin in the game, meaning I had to feed content overnight, I would not. I would go out, have a nice day. And I mean, this is not a great card in the NFL, but I will watch because I'm a lemming and I'm a sucker, and I have to find stuff to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I was trying to think, like, what are the games I'm really looking forward to watching? I'm a little intrigued by the Eagles-Saints game, but no, it's all about Monday night. Everything else, you know, Vikings and Bears and all that is nice, but it comes down to Monday night at the Coliseum. It is going. I hope this game is like 58-57. That would be marvelous. It would be great. I don't want to see. I hope it doesn't end up in the 20s or something like that. I want to see these teams running up and down the field. They total track meet.
You're based in Los Angeles. What was the reaction to moving the game back there? And we know that L.A. fans are tough sometimes to, like, push into events. So we're going to see a primarily Chiefs crowd on Monday.
Yeah, that's a great question, Josh, because, people are excited. I mean, I've talked to people, I get to go to the game. You know, I've heard from people that aren't Rams fans and just love the NFL. They're like, I got to check this out. I want to have a chance to go to it. But it is going to be a weird atmosphere because this is not a game that was on the schedule. It was supposed to be in Mexico, so you're going to have a bunch of people there in places that aren't normally there. And you know the NFL is freaking out because they had that commercial. I was watching the game last night, the Packers and the Seahawks, and they had that commercial for the game on Monday, the tickets available and all that stuff, which is a bad sign on a national broadcast. They're trying to get people to buy tickets to the Rams Chiefs game on Monday night, but yeah, and I don't know how many of these people were first responders. These fires guys are still going on. They hadn't put the fires out, so the first responders, a lot of them still have to work on the fire related stuff, and there's people, a ton of people that are out of their houses and whatnot, so it's a big mess. So it's going to be weird. The Coliseum's so big, it's going to be pretty tough to make it like it was at the Charger game when it was Arrowhead West. But I got to think, there's more Ram fans in L.A. than Charger fans, but there's going to be a ton of red at the Coliseum on Monday night. You can bet on that. And I wonder how many people are going to be coming from Kansas City at the last minute, get one of those Southwest flights to come to the game on Monday and then bail out after the game.
Well, I think also, too, Ben, when you look at it now, you give the opportunity for more people to go. United's waived their change fee. Obviously, Southwest hasn't had their change fee. They're doing everything to get people to that game and inside that game because, in my opinion, it's the biggest regular season game since Giants-Niners back in, like, 1990 when both teams were 9-1 or 9-0 at the time and playing basically for the NFC Championship. I mean, we haven't seen a game of this magnitude this late in the regular season in almost 30 years.
Yeah, listen, this is the masterpiece. This is great. I mean, and hopefully this is not the only time these teams meet. It'd be great if they met in Atlanta
in the Super Bowl next year. But I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And, you know, it's weird how we ended up in this place, because it seems like there was enough time that they could have fixed the field in Mexico City. They could have brought in some new sod. They had enough time to do it. It would have been close. And the NFL completely bailed out on that. And so now we're in this conundrum for the NFL. But, yeah, I mean, the storylines for this game, I mean, they're just great all the way across the board. And to see the pressure and to see who cracks under the pressure, what should be a close game and just high scoring and all that. And both these defenses, the much maligned defense, although the Chiefs have played better, haven't played the greatest competition. And the Rams have just been gouged all season, even though they have these big-name defensive players. They've been terrible defensively, so it's going
to
be fun.
Do you think that they made the right decision to ultimately move it back to L.A.? Because I've heard a lot of rumors out there. I was listening to our sister station, WFAN, yesterday, and they were talking about there may be some underlying reasons besides the grass why they moved it back there, some trials, El Chapo, maybe the president. Are you buying that it was 100% grass-related?
No, I mean, listen, I love the deep state conspiracy. I got to believe that the NFL, the league office, I think we talked about this, like in their wildest dreams, they did not expect the Chiefs and Rams to be the top two teams in the NFL at this point, or they would not have played this game. The Rams have a deal since they left St. Louis where they have to play a game abroad every year, and so this was the game they picked. If they had known this, if they had projected this, the NFL would have like a Ram 49er game or a Ram Cardinal game or something like that played in Mexico. You know, I don't know about the El Chapo stuff and all that. I think that trial is going to go much further than Monday night. I don't think it's going to end on Monday night. But, yeah, I mean, I got a guy that sent me a message right after those photos popped up on the Internet that there's something doesn't smell right about this. There's something going on with the NFL. And I wouldn't put it past them. Right? I wouldn't put it past them, because the idea that the players wouldn't play on Monday would have been just a complete debacle of epic proportions for the NFL. It'll come out in a book. If something happened, Bob, you know it's going to come out in a book, or a documentary or something like that in a couple of years.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. You'd mentioned you want to see a high-scoring shootout type of game. Fans of Kansas City have been lamenting a little bit the defensive play and wondering, oh, can this defense do enough to win a Super Bowl this year? And my counter is, as you mentioned, the Rams haven't played great defense all year. The Saints have some bad defensive numbers. The Chiefs scored 40 on the Patriots, albeit in a loss. This is a year for offense, and this might be a year where you just have to have an okay defense to get yourself by. It looks like a majorly offensive league.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but, you know, even like if you look at the Super Bowl last year, guy. I mean, we all remember the Eagles and Patriots. That was a high-scoring Super Bowl, but it was a defensive play by the Eagles, that strip sack of Tom Brady, that was the key. So, yeah, you can be bad defensively as long as you get a couple of big plays out of the defense, turnovers, absolutely. But, yeah, if you look at the hierarchy in the NFL right now, none of the top teams. Pittsburgh's defense is not great. They played better lately. But the top teams in the AFC and the NFC, none of them have an elite defense, unless I'm missing somebody. So, yeah, this is the year of the offense. But still, you can have a couple of plays on defense, a couple of big plays. Like the Rams keep banking on the fact that Aqib Talib is going to come back and that he's going to fix all of their defensive problems in the secondary when they're like the Keystone Cops as they try to tackle receivers. You guys, when you watch the Rams play defense, unless they have a magic epiphany on Monday night, it's going to be putrid tackling by the Rams. They've been horrible all year. I don't think that's going to change. Although, they're banking on when Talib comes back, it's going to be great.
All right, Ben, who do you like? I see a lot of love for the Kansas City Chiefs going into this game. How are you feeling about it?
Well, the Rams at home are going to win. They have no home field advantage, mind you, because it's going to be like a neutral site type thing with all the Chiefs fans there. But I'm going to bet on the Rams in this game. It's -3.5. I'm going to take the Rams on a late touchdown drive by Jared Goff, mixing in Todd Gurley and all that. But I just hope it's close in the fourth quarter. I want to see these guys have to make plays so somebody ends up choking. That's what I'd like to see.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the kind of meh NFL weekend as you get geared up for the ultimate epic, wonderful showdown of Chiefs and Rams on Monday night.
Can't wait, guys. Enjoy it. Thanks.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Not dead to us. Took the Rams.
Yeah.
On a late touchdown drive.
Who did that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. Very out of context for Josh, or character for Josh. I should say, what is going on?
Josh just making mouth farts.
He took the Rams.
Yeah, he did.
A late drive. I don't want to see a late drive. I want to see a Chiefs defensive stop.
Correct.
After a whole bunch of points.
Right.
And one big stop.
I think whoever has the ball last wins.
That's probably a safe bet. Your chance to win pizza from the guys at the other place. It's time to play another edition of...
Who are you talking about?
That comes your way next.
Fesco in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Like I said before,
who are you talking about when you say
you're not listening to what I just said?
Slow down, pal. What are you talking about?
I don't get caught up in that.
913-576-7610 to play another edition of
Who We Talking About?
Gonna win a free large specialty pizza from the guys
from the diaphragm.
At the other place. Your speakers aren't broken. It's a free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters. Andy Reid speaks in generalities about pretty much everything.
Yes.
So we select something he's talking about from his weekly press conferences, and you have to tell us who he's referring to.
That's
it's usually
correct.
A very generic statement about something.
Right. It's very easy.
And it's often very easy because he's very blatant in his descriptions, mm-hmm. right? Or something. So if you know it, you'll win a free large specialty pizza from the guys at the other place. Free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters, the other place.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So 913-576-7610 to play. Bill in Blue Springs will start us off today. Bill.
Who are you talking about?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Oh, that's it? All right. Marcus Peters.
No, it is not Marcus Peters. Very sorry, Bill. Very sorry.
Good guess, though, Bill.
We'll give you a clue here in a minute.
Matt in Overland Park.
Who are you talking about, Matt?
He's done a phenomenal job.
He's talking about Anthony Kitchens.
No. Or Hitchens, neither one.
Anthony Kitchens.
He was not
who
also
throwing the Anthony Kitchens sink at him.
Who are two people who have never been in my Anthony Kitchens?
That's exactly right. He's also not talking about Sugar Ray Leonard.
Steven and Shawnee. Steven.
Who are you talking about, Steven?
He's done a phenomenal job.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Gosh, I'm
going to
have to say Houston.
Justin Houston.
It is not Justin Houston. All right. We're ready for a clue.
Terrific job. Apparently.
We're ready for a clue?
Sure.
He is single.
He's single.
He is single.
Huh.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Lennon in Riverside is up next. Who are we talking about, Lennon?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Cooter.
Wish I could give it to you for that, but no, it's not Cooter. very nice pull from the past.
Yep.
Nice job by you. Billy and KC.
Who are you talking about, Billy?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Who?
Sammy Watkins.
No.
Sammy Watkins, no. He's
you
not
you ready for another clue?
He's not done a perfect job.
Should we do another clue?
Sure.
He once peed next to me.
Wow. Once peed next to you.
Right.
The potential is endless. Colby in Overland Park. Colby, who are you talking about?
He's done a phenomenal job.
D Ford.
D Ford has never peed next to Fesco.
Well.
Or is it no?
Maybe. I don't know. No, he has not.
No, he's not? Okay. Lucas in Liberty.
Who are you talking about, Lucas?
He's done a phenomenal job.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Kareem Hunt.
No, it is not Kareem Hunt. I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
He comes from an NFL family.
Okay, so the clues are?
He's single.
Okay.
He once peed next to me.
Okay.
And he's from an NFL family.
All right.
Who?
Jared and Casey.
Who are you talking about, Jared?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Oh, let's say Orlando Scandrick.
No, I've never peed next to him.
Andrew in Lenexa.
Who is he talking about, please?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Deep Ford?
No, we've already had that one. Here's another clue. He's single. He once peed next to me.
Okay.
He's from an NFL family.
Uh-huh.
And he was on the coaching staff of the Florida Tuskers.
God, if we run out of music here on this, I'm going to get so pissed.
Patrick in Kansas City.
Who are you talking about?
He's done a phenomenal job.
Sean McVay.
Yeah!
Sean McVay is correct.
Which gave it away, Patrick?
I think it was the last, the coach, the Florida coach.
All right, very good.
The new Florida Tuskers.
Yeah.
Of all things. Of course, this was Sean McVay that Andy was talking about.
He's done a phenomenal job.
He's done a phenomenal job. Who else would it be? Who else would it be?
I know.
He had some really good ones this week, though, did Andy.
Yeah.
This one.
No, he's a heck of a player.
Heck of a player.
That would be Todd Gurley, of course.
Of course.
Talking about Todd Gurley.
You can tell.
And then this one.
Great people.
Great people. You know, great people.
Who are you talking about?
Who?
People of Mexico.
Oh, great people.
We're going to go to the game. Yeah.
Great people.
Great people.
Andy's
fawning over everybody.
He's done a phenomenal job.
I mean, yeah.
My mom's really proud of me doing this.
Great people.
Great people.
Great people.
Great people.
A lot of good people on both sides.
So, today, Patrick and KC is our winner. A pizza from the guys at the other place. We do it every Friday. It's a free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters. Simple game called Who He Talking About?
Yep, very easy.
Just trying
to
figure out who Andy's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, we will get our Friday fives in our next segment. You can as well. I like to end the week giving out some high fives to people.
Texting some good things.
So, texting some good stuff that has happened this week. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. And a KC business is sticking up for the Ketchup Kid. Find out who next.
Great people. Fesco in the morning.
We will give out our Friday fives. You can as well. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We like to high five some people on the Friday on the way out.
Hey, why the hell not?
So,
what you got to do, right?
Come up with some good stuff. People to high five.
End
your
the
life.
Week on a high note, I believe.
That's right.
Like to say.
Yep.
69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. I love when places get it, and you should get on board really fast. You should take a story and run with it. You know, unlike the NFL, who doesn't have to pay back tickets for Mexico City, which is unbelievable.
Right.
They'll blame social media.
Of course, the biggest story this week was Patrick Mahomes and, you know.
Do you think these PR guys for the NFL, like, sit around at a convention and they just say, okay, what can we use as excuses this year?
Yeah. Unlike NFL coaches that look at other people's tape and Andy Reid who goes and, like, looks for things that are good ideas, they just live in their own bunker and keep doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. Like, Patrick Mahomes blaming social media for the ketchup story is the most insane thing of the week to me.
Well, no. I think the most insane week is still not giving people their money back for their tickets.
Well, that is pretty bad. Yeah, pretty the NFL still not refunding people.
So the number one story was, of course, Patrick Mahomes, you know, putting ketchup on his steak.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about, he mentioned Whataburger.
Right. Y'all Burger.
He mentioned, you know, the other two ketchup companies, right?
Right, Hunt's and Heinz.
Westport Flea Market is in.
Man, my man JoJo down at Westport Flea Market is in on
this. Just put out a press release here in the last few minutes. Kansas City's Westport Flea Market takes offense to a Pittsburgh ketchup manufacturer dictating when Patrick Mahomes can receive his ketchup. So beginning today, Patrick Mahomes eats free for life at Westport Flea Market and can enjoy unlimited free ketchup.
There it is. Doesn't have to throw one more touchdown pass. Way to go, JoJo. Way to get on this. I like that. That's a good move.
It's fantastic. So, Patrick Mahomes, congratulations. You're eating free.
Yeah.
Flea market.
I see. They got to get him in there, like, with his mouth under the ketchup bottle or something like that, just pumping it in.
Yeah. That works. Unlimited free ketchup.
See, this is what makes it fun. This is when you know you're in the midst of a special season when you see stuff like this take off, right? And I know there are still some people out there who get mad. Why are you talking about ketchup? We got a game to play. This is what connects with people. I'm looking up at NFL Network. They're still talking about the ketchup story. Everybody's talking about it because everybody's talking about it because everybody can relate to whether or not you put ketchup on a steak. What's the worst thing?
Talking about it because everyone's talking
about it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, everywhere you look, they're talking about ketchup, whether it's ESPN or NFL Network and, you know, here, everywhere. Everybody's talking about Patrick Mahomes putting, you know, ketchup on a steak. And, you know, if you are a human being, you either A, like ketchup or don't like ketchup, and so you have an opinion about this. I mean, I think there are people that have stronger opinions on this subject, Josh, maybe than they do about, you know, what the Chiefs should do to win the football game on Sunday, you know?
Distracted us from complaining about the defense for 5 minutes.
I mean, I do think you're a little bit off.
How they're going to get run over by the Rams or whatever. You got distracted. You're like, no, he shouldn't have ketchup on a steak.
Right.
I think you're a little bit off base calling him out for, you know, saying social media had this thing blow up. I mean, that's kind of how things blow up nowadays anyway.
Yeah, but it wasn't like he was sitting at, you know, Red Door and put ketchup on his steak and somebody took a picture of it and tweeted it out and it blew up there.
That would be social media.
This was an interview with ESPN, comma, the worldwide leader in sports,
not off
comma.
The record. Not like, hey, this is off the record.
I had no idea that it would reach such a large audience I told ESPN.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly what it is. He goes, that's fair. Social media can, you know. No, it wasn't like somebody was snooping on you, you know, or creeping on you at a restaurant and you were pouring ketchup on your filet.
I think that it is a little bit twofold though. Like that's how we get news.
That's how it originates, but it does spread via sharing it and doing whatever on social media.
I mean, I showed you guys that picture of that Patrick Mahomes pumpkin that I tweeted out. That thing reached like, you know, 400,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
That's social media.
It's a pumpkin. It was a pumpkin.
Right. But he told ESPN. And I just know that's something that the team fed him. Well, if something doesn't happen the way that you think it should, blame social media. That's PR 101.
I mean, I don't think he's blaming social media. He's just speaking the truth about it. This thing blew up because of social media.
No, it blew up because he told ESPN, and it's been on television, and it's been on NFL Network, and it was on the games. I mean, it's like...
I know, but I guess it's a double-edged sword, maybe, that if you look at it, you're like, or a chicken from the egg argument. Is probably the better way to put it. Like
yours was social media blow up. Yours was social media blow up.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, if social media didn't blow it up, would we have been talking about it? Because that's our adage. We talk about what you're talking about, right? We look at social media and find the trends. What's trending on social media? And that's what we talk about. It's not like we're driving the trends of social media. We're letting the trends of social media drive what we're talking about.
But I saw it on ESPN. I saw it on Yahoo. I saw it on NFL Network. This story didn't happen because he was, you know, pictured in a restaurant spreading ketchup on his KC strip. This story happened because he went to ESPN and told them.
That's, I guess, fair.
He originated it. Here's another strange tweet from the NFL. Last night they were advertising on the game,
mm-hmm.
the Monday night game in L.A., and you could go and all these things. Here's a tweet from the NFL. This is the first time since the 1970 merger that the NFL's leader in pass yards and pass touchdowns, Patrick Mahomes, faces the leader in scrimmage yards and touchdowns, in Todd Gurley.
Well, cool.
Oh, cool little stat. Then right underneath that paragraph, gentlemen, buy KC versus LAR tickets here.
Oh, wow.
And a link. I know they moved the game, but they're also hawking tickets.
Right.
They're hawking tickets to this game. You can go to this game if you want.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. According to ESPN, 4,470 tickets. So about 100 tickets have been sold since we started the show this morning to that game. Pretty good number.
Very nice. Really good number.
What, 25 an hour?
Won't include the ones that are traded in for the Mexico City tickets.
I still don't know how that's working.
I haven't seen any update on this, but the store was the fine print on the back of your ticket from Mexico City did not offer any type of refund if the game was moved.
Mm-hmm.
If the game was canceled.
Right.
You had remedy. But
still like playing
game this. Was not canceled. Game was relocated. There's
Correct.
No remedy. They don't have to pay you back for your ticket.
Right.
Womp womp.
Obviously, you can exchange it, go to the game in L.A.
Right.
If you can get from Mexico City to L.A.
Your ticket will be honored. If you can make it from St. Louis to L.A., which is the same distance from Mexico City to L.A., you'd be good. Actually, O'Fallon, Missouri to St. Louis or to L.A. is the distance from Mexico City to Los Angeles. And you got to cross a border and go through customs and have a passport and all of that kind
Let's
of stuff.
Let's not act like it's difficult to, you know. Get into Mexico.
If you had like the Mahomes offer with Westport Flea Market,
mm-hmm.
and you had the like someone just got over there like, hey, you can come eat here for life,
right?
Would you do it?
Forget about it.
You do it. See, I'd be too.
Would you be there every day?
I don't think I would take much advantage. I would feel like I don't know.
I would take advantage of that on a regular.
I couldn't do it
every
like
day.
You walk in and you. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is something else, but like, if, like, you know, one of us, You don't know who you are, you know?
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. But what if Patrick walks in and Flo's working and Flo doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is?
He's like,
I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm sorry.
No, they'll give him like a card or something.
That doesn't mean anything to me. It's like, this is the thing. I eat here free forever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, sure, guy.
Sure you
so
do.
You mean
sure
to tell me if Chipotle gave you one of those gold cards where you get free Chipotle for like a year or whatever it was that those gold cards got you, you wouldn't take advantage of it?
I guess if they gave me a card to...
It's different.
Like, you'd feel less bad having to tell somebody, oh, that's free, by the way.
Yes, because you're pulling a don't you know who I am.
Yes.
No, you're not.
If I had the card,
don't you know who I am? I'm the guy that gets free stuff here for life.
You'd
have to give me a card.
The card is totally different if you could just present the card and they say, okay, fine, you're good to go. But if you have to go in there and number one, hope somebody recognizes
you. You're like a face on a post office wall or whatever and it says, hey, that guy eats for free here.
I mean, they'd know after the first week when I'm there for 7 straight days eating a burger.
And then they hire somebody new.
Everyone, I'm Ryan. I eat here for free for the rest of my life. Get used to it.
I'd just get a t-shirt and like just put it on in the truck before I walked in.
Would you go every single day then?
Hell's to the yeah.
I would, yeah.
Maybe for a month or so. I would need probably to have taper it off.
Yeah. I would need to have that card, I think.
You'd have to.
I don't have that.
Oh, I have far less shame than you guys do, clearly.
I'd rather pay for it than sit here and try to explain to somebody why I should get it for nothing.
Let's give out our Friday fives.
Oh, my goodness.
High five.
I'll start first. Friday five to people who put ketchup on steaks or any food, you do you. I don't have a problem with any of it.
Damn right.
If he likes ketchup, he can have ketchup.
I don't know. You've got to shame people for doing
that. Eat whatever you want. That's fine.
Brian?
I'd like to pass out my first Friday five. As I scroll down the list to remember who I had them to. Oh, for the Miami Marlins. And their sweet new logos and uniforms. Did you guys see those?
I did. I finally looked at it.
Those are terrific.
They're all right. Yeah, they got rid of the orange because of Marlins, man. I'm 100% positive of that.
I'm about 98% positive about that. But they're pretty sweet. So high five to the Miami Marlins. I'll be buying a Marlins hat.
My first one goes to everyone thinking of others this Thanksgiving. We were out yesterday with the guys on the drive at the Old Shawnee Pizza, the Della Lamb, and dropping off turkeys and whatnot. It was cool to see everybody coming out with turkeys and dropping them off. And we're going to be doing the same on Sunday at Red Robin. All the Red Robin areas are taking turkeys for Della Lamb. We're trying to feed 1,000 families in Kansas City. And I'll be out at the one at 135th Street on Sunday from 11 to 12. You bring a turkey, you get an appetizer.
From the text line, the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line 69306, high five to my wife and mother. They got me a new 2018 Dodge Charger for an early Christmas and birthday present.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Wow, you're one of those people that
I didn't
think those people existed when I saw the like the car commercials
with
so
the
they
bow.
Have like a bow on it.
I
like,
never thought that
people
existed.
Don't exist.
Yeah, good for you. Those people do exist. We
and here's
out.
The car payment every month.
Yes. Also, Friday 5 to the Humboldt Cubs for making it to the 2A football semis for the first time in history. That from Dirty Sean.
All right,
the Humboldt Cubs?
There you go.
You said the Humboldt Cubs. That was interesting. I'd like to pass out a Friday 5 to Draymond Green for doing what I think we all wanted to do, and that's call Kevin Durant a bitch to his face.
Yeah. How about that? I'll give one out to the Colonial Club and John Stoner for opening up for us on Monday morning. We'll be there in KCK doing the show live. At the Colonial Club, the bar will be open. The kitchen will be open. We want you to come out and hang with us from 6 to 10 on Monday morning to get ready for this Rams-Chiefs game.
It'll be good. And finally, Friday 5 to anybody who becomes a naturalized citizen. You know who our newest U.S. citizen is today?
Who?
Billy Idol.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
He hasn't been a citizen?
He just became a citizen this morning in Los Angeles.
Did he let out a rebel yell?
He did. Huh. He did. He's now an American.
All right, Billy.
So there you go. Again, we'll be out on Monday morning.
Colonial Club, KCK. John Stoner will have the doors open for us at 6 a.m. We expect everybody there.
Can't be there in the morning. Check us out. We'll be out at night.
Winning Streaks.
Out at Winning Streaks.
For
the watch party. Come out and watch the game with us Monday night. It's going to be fun.
Going to be the best watch party in Kansas City by far. Because we are the official home of the NFL. 2 games on Sunday as well.
There you go. We'll be back on Monday. Show and Burn. Come your way next on 610 Sports Radio.